You're listening to SBS News.
Staying fit to keep mentally fit is important to 21-year-old Sam Matty. He and his family fled war-torn Iraq in 2014 and spent 3.5 years in limbo in Turkey, where he hardly left the apartment. And now at home in Fairfield, it feels like he's back there.
For the 3.5 years, it was all the same. It's kind of the same as now. Like, I didn't leave the house if it was not necessary. I stayed at home just watching videos, watching movies, and I spent my time that way.
As shops have closed and streets have become deserted, trauma and torture counselling service Starts has seen an increase in self-referrals from refugee families. Jorge Aroche is a clinical psychologist.
You know, for people whose major way of coping through, with repressive regimes, were to try and be as invisible as possible and staying at home, keeping a low profile, not going to many places, it may bring some of that back.
He is meeting with clients through video chat to talk through memories that are bubbling up.
For some people, it might, you know, begin to have, you know, memories that come back and they don't really want to remember, that they keep coming back anyway. Many people, you know, begin to have, problems sleeping, feeling more anxious. In some cases, you know, they might experience where we have very vivid memories, you know, such as what we call flashbacks, where essentially they see themselves almost back in the situation, and that can be very, very distressing. For many, you know, it just affects the concentration, you know, it feels a bit more like when you are very anxious about something.
With lockdowns in 3 states this week, Mental Health Service Lifeline is seeing a record number of calls, more than at any time in 2020. Chair John Brogdon says the uncertainty over when lockdowns will end is causing the most anxiety.
And I understand it's hard to provide with changing conditions and a virus that's very hard to stop. However, people are yearning for a clear level of certainty about the future.
He says there's help available in many languages.
Well, Lifeline provides an interpreter service to people who call us on 13 11 14. We have that capacity there for people to help them through. We also have a text service. Some people may find texting a little bit easier than speaking.
For Mr. Matty, he's studying personal training online, as exercise has always been his coping mechanism.
Exercising makes you feel better about yourself, relieves all the stress. So it's kind of like the best way to maintain a healthy lifestyle, maintain a healthy mind, maintain a healthy body.
Lucy Murray, SBS News.